Bev Cohen and Yael Jacobson. You're spending a lot of time with us, Bev Cohen.
Yeah, to be. Comfortable seat.
I'll say. Nice studios. Okay, so what is the Union of Jewish Women doing and preparing for Mandela Day?
Okay, thanks so much for having us, Kathy.
You're welcome.
This year we're doing a cupcake bake. We're hoping to collect over 2,000 cupcakes, have them asked, and delivered to people within our own community and the broader community.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. The response so far has really been amazing, I must say.
So anyone can go and bake these cupcakes?
And they can call the Union of Jewish Women for delivery, because we're collecting, well, we want them all delivered on Sunday the 15th of July.
Yeah.
Because on Monday the 16th, we're asking them in Center Court at the Norwood Hypermarket.
So what happens if you don't want to bake?
You can donate R67 in lieu of baking.
Okay.
You can come along to the hypermarket.
Can you come on ice?
Absolutely. And you can help deliver on the Wednesday.
That's amazing. So how many people have committed to baking muffins for you, Yael?
At the moment, we have 2,500 muffins pledged that people will bake. So hopefully they'll come through. A lot of our kosher bakeries have pledged, Frangelica's Friends Corner Cafe.
Very
if
nice.
Anybody else wants to pledge, you're welcome.
That's wonderful.
And
private homes as well.
Then individual private women have pledged to bake for us.
And Hirsch Lions, they've offered to undertake to bake, ask, and deliver 350 cupcakes to the Jewish community. They're actually going to focus on all the Jewish charities for us.
Isn't that wonderful? So then you don't have to worry about the kashrut issues and all of that.
The only daunting task is to make icing for 2,500 cupcakes, which we're going to attempt ourselves.
Oh, that's such fun.
You want to come and join us on Friday morning?
You're
more than welcome.
The last time I baked anything of any kind of significance, I was actually at nursery school at the Jewish Guild, and I had a teacher by the name of Rina Kofsky. And every Friday we used to do baking. We'd have a Mari biscuit with icing made with water and Smarties for eyes, and we'd have to make a little face. I mean, I don't think that it ever got to 12 o'clock when I was fetched, but that was the last time I ever did any serious baking.
We've actually got some businesses coming with their staff. Somebody phoned us this morning, and they're coming along with 20 of their employees.
Oh, that's a lovely
idea.
And they're
going to give their 67 minutes on Monday, help us as many cupcakes as they can.
Incredible. We've got to take some traffic. Or traffic update anyway. We don't want traffic. So Lindy's going to give us an update, and then I want to come back and I want you to give us a brief outline of what the Union of Jewish Women does. Because our women's organizations, they just kind of quietly get on with it. There's no crowing about what you do, and I'm so proud of all of our women's organizations in our community. In fact, the team this afternoon is Lindy Wem Kwanazi. He's just doing it all. Okay, if you've got to get from point A to point B, Lindy said that she will try and find you the most traffic-free route. Okay, so you've got to send the text through on 34519. Those texts are charged at R1.50. Alternatively, you can send us a telegram on the Telegram app, and that number is 061-895-1019. Joining us in studio this afternoon is Yael Jacobson and Bev Cohen. They are from the Union of Jewish Women, and I asked them to tell us, they've got this cookie bake that's taking place. Just give us the dates.
So where
do the cookies go?
Okay, so on the 15th of July, they must be delivered to a private residence, which I'm actually not going to mention. They must call Union of Jewish Women offices on 011-648-1053.
Google it, yeah.
To find that. And they'll be delivered on Sunday. Monday, they've been transported to the Center Court at Norwood Hypermarket, where we're going to ask them and pack them, because we've been donated 2,000 cupcake holders by a company called, I'm not even sure, I can't remember the name.
It's Baking Bonanza in Centurion.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Baking Bonanza. That was very nice of them.
And then we're going to transport them back to the Union of Jewish Women offices to be delivered on
the Tuesday
and
the Wednesday.
We've got people going out on Tuesday and on Wednesday.
Fantastic. Very, very quickly, Bev, can I ask you, Yael, what does the Union of Jewish Women do?
So the Union of Jewish Women do both Jewish projects as well as outreach projects.
Mm-hmm.
Our main important Jewish project is Kosher Mobile Meals,
mm-hmm.
where we supply ready-packed meals to Jewish people over the age of 75 that still live alone. Some do live in Hillbrow, Yeovil, etc. And these meals are delivered to them twice a week. Then we hold a friendship circle lunch on a Wednesday. Most of these people are transported to the friendship circle lunch.
When you say these people, what do you mean?
The elderly.
Oh,
the people from Kosher Mobile Meals.
Okay.
They're transported by bus or by taxis or whatever. They come to the union's offices on a Wednesday and they get given a full lunch. And then we also do...
do you still do the rape kits?
We do... partly we do that. It's part of the Aura does it, that we do collect stuff that we donate to some of the rape, but we're not so involved with that anymore as we used to be.
Really?
So many other people seem to have taken over that project. Yeah.
Well, as long as somebody's doing it.
Mm. And then we, the Union of Jewish Women has an aftercare in Alexander, which we run, where we feed. So basically the aftercare, the kids get fed when they come from school and then they get homework supervision. And in the school holidays, they're taken care of from the morning to late at night when their parents come to collect them, so they're off the street.
Mm.
We also started a soccer program there, and we donated shoes from overseas. People donated a whole lot of soccer shoes for the kids to go and play.
Are you still teaching women how to sew?
And then we've got our own sewing school, which is in, it's now moved to the Oxford School in Killarney.
Yeah.
And whereby we have a teacher, a permanent teacher. We take in two groups twice a year, and they taught how to sew. And actually this week, Thursday, will be the graduation of the first group.
Wonderful.
For this year. And we will be starting to get in more students for the second half of the year to graduate.
What happens once they graduate? Do you follow the story? Do you help them to set up businesses?
Some of them have stayed on in a production team there,
mm-hmm.
whereby they make stuff for the union as well as themselves, and then they go and they sell it, and the union sells it for them on their behalf. We've got these nice diary books that a lot of people buy to take overseas. They make aprons, they make shopping bags, and that's amazing, to bring them in an income.
Yeah.
And then others go on to do their own thing. I had a girl approach us in the last 3 weeks ago. She's trying to set up a fashion show, etc., where the union are now trying to help her to draw up her business plan, her program, and all what she needs to go out and try and get donations of the materials, etc., so she can run her fashion show.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So do you only take women members?
No, we don't, actually. Anybody can be a member of the union.
All right. So if what you've heard is appealing to you, get to their website. Just Google it. It's the Union of Jewish Women. And go and support their cookies as well.
Absolutely.
Please support our day.
There we go. So thank you so much to Yael Jacobson and Bev Cohen for enlightening us about what they're doing on Mandela Day. What are you doing on Mandela Day? I'd be very interested to hear. And would you come and sing with us? What do you think, Lind?
Please come and sing with us. And we're not going to be too fussy about your voice being perfect.
No, you don't have to be pitch perfect.
You don't have
because
to
when
be
you're singing
perfect.
In a group, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We just want to get a beautiful sound.
We want to try and get 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get 1,000 people?
We could. Come on, man. What's 1,000 between us and our
I don't know.
Wonderful
Look, we could
listeners.
Start off with this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel it, right?
Okay.
1,000 people all going to sing this together.